This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have my wife standing by on the hotline who is going to share with you what happened in the kitchen while I was outside frying the turkey and how my mother-in-law put a very large knife through her foot. I don't know if anybody else ended up in the ER or anything.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Over the Thanksgiving weekend. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Happy birthday. Oh, wait, we can't do birthday shout-outs.
Sorry, Lana.
Sorry. We can't do a birthday shout-out for you today. So we had about 10 people over at our house for Thanksgiving, and normally what would happen is my wife and my mother-in-law would cook up this impressive meal. But with my wife just having surgery, you know, Roach Brothers said they would cater the food for us just to kind of take that off.
That's awesome, which was wonderful.
Delicious,
right? It was so good. So the only thing really, my wife did do like a southern dressing, and Mimi did some food as well. And then I guess you guys were cutting up a charcuterie plate.
Oh,
I wasn't cutting anything. She was cutting.
So all I know is I'm outside with my buddy JD. We're keeping an eye on the turkey frying because it can be dangerous if you don't pay attention to it. And we don't have a yard, right? So I'm just doing it right in front of our garage out on the sidewalk. And my wife out the window is like, hey, can you come up here for a minute? It's kind of important. So I think maybe they burnt like something is, you know, they burned something.
Right.
Exactly. So I get upstairs, and at that point, my mother-in-law is sitting in a chair and she's weeping and she's like, I've ruined Thanksgiving. I'm so sorry. Do you want to explain what happened at that point?
Well, she really wasn't crying because I told her that she better not cry.
Oh, she was crying. She was crying.
Hannah's ice cold. You suck up those tears, Mimi.
So she was slicing salami for a charcuterie, and she had two knives out because the first knife she told me was not for meat, which was a butcher knife. And so I got a chef knife, and she turned around and was doing something and slid her hand, and the knife slid off the counter, and she had no shoes on, and it went straight into the top of her foot.
You're kidding.
Now, this knife had to be, the blade is an 8-inch long blade.
Nope.
The total knife, probably 10 inches and heavy in weight. It's one of the real heavy cutting knives. And it went point first right through the top of her foot.
Now, barefoot in the kitchen has to be some kind of violation. I feel like Gordon Ramsay would frown upon that.
You have to put shoes on in the lab, Dan. You got to put shoes on in the kitchen. That's just how it works.
Well, I don't think any shoe would have stopped this knife. It wouldn't have mattered if she was wearing her shoes.
It's a steel-toed boot.
Yeah, because this, you know, it just has so much weight. If I just dropped a knife, like, you couldn't have made this knife drop any straighter down.
Right.
So,
and she goes, oh, and I was like, and of course, I'm standing here just basically not even pointing and telling people what to do and where to get stuff. And so I immediately, like, try to go down to the ground. I'm like, this is out of control.
Did you have to pull it out?
No, it bounced out, I guess.
So I get upstairs.
I'm laughing.
I get upstairs. Now, also what you have to know is I'm pretty queasy when it comes to this sort of stuff.
Right.
Oh, you're horrible. I don't even know why I asked you.
And so I'm trying to look at it but not look at it. And I'm like, I can't look at it. I don't know. So I'm kind of looking at it a little bit. And so I go back downstairs to my buddy JD thinking maybe he's better at it. I'm like, hey, can you go up and look at
this?
He's
even worse.
He's worse than me. He's like, I can't look at that. I'll throw up in your kitchen.
So both of you are passed out while Mimi's just bleeding out of her foot.
Is anybody a doctor?
Meantime, the So we FaceTimed a nurse.
Of course.
Our friend is a nurse, so Lana gets the FaceTime out. And so now I'm like opening the wound, you know, trying to show deep down into the wound to the nurse on FaceTime. Because the last thing you want to do is go to the emergency room on Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Right? And so she looks at it, and it's actually, it should have been worse. That knife should have gone through her entire.
I think she probably did. At this point, I mean, it's still, I will say, I think she needed a stitch or two.
Yeah, maybe but, some of that glue or something.
Yeah.
Gorilla glue should be fine.
We were not doing another hospital last week. We could have.
Yeah, you guys are staying away.
Bandage it up. Alicia, bandage it up.
So we bandaged up, got the first aid kit, and she hobbled around on the.
Where was Barrett during all this? Because I picture, don't tell Barrett Nana lost a toe. It's going to be a limpy Thanksgiving.
He was selling rocks.
On the corner, right. He was outside. Get out of the house, kid. You don't want to be inside. Anyway, so, it was quite the eventful Thanksgiving.
So she was reduced to tears, and you told her to suck it up.
Yeah
pretty much.
But then she insisted on trying to help. I was like, get out of here.
Like, now they're fighting in the kitchen. Like, the two of them are a mess. Lana, from her surgery, can't lift her right arm. And now Mimi's got a knife through her foot. I'm like, will you guys just get out of the kitchen, please?
Wow. I just need video cameras in your kitchen. Just please. Like, just a one-episode reality show.
My whole life.
Please, Lana. I will be your producer. I'll be your Kris Jenner. We just need some TV cameras in there.
That's funny.
All right. Well, I love you, and happy birthday. I'm glad we made it out of Thanksgiving.
Thank you, guys.
Safe and sound.
I'm glad I made it.
Thoughts and prayers for me.
How old am I? Right. How old am I today?
You look 25, babe. You look 25.
Hey, stop reminding me, Barrett.
Barrett's in the background yelling, you're almost 40, Ma.
39.
All right. Love you, babe.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.